Yes, loud and clear. We're just going to give a few minutes for some of the other speakers to come in, so just bear with us.
Perfect. GM and also BM.
All good, all good. How are you?
I guess doing great. Markets are good. It's fun and it's sunny where I'm at, so nothing could be better.
Yeah, it's a bit of a chilly night for me here in Dubai. Actually, it's not that cold, but I come from India, so it's a bit cold for me. Yeah.
All right, guys, just bear with us one second. We're just getting a few people authorized. Sean, just to let you know, I've made you co-host just because you've got access to the sheet and so on. And so when our speakers come through, you'll be able to get them authorized here. If I can just ask all the people who are speaking today, if you can just retweet the space and share it from your official handles so that we can get some people in, that would be awesome.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. And I sent out a few invites. So, Max, Secret, if you guys should see an invite come through.
Okay, just made Carver account a co-host invite. So that'll be our two co-host spots filled, which is great. Awesome. Okay, so I think we've got most of the speakers now. Let's start with some intros. Also, just a heads up, it looks like the space is bugging out a bit for me. If I apologize in advance if we do have any connection issues, because I know Twitter spaces can be testy at the best of times, so just bear with us, guys, and hopefully we have no issues, but I'm just warning you now, I get a funny feeling right already. I'll start. So I'm Jack. I'm hosting from the Kinetics account today. I'm the chief launch officer at Lunar Digital Assets, which is a company that markets for Kinetics. And I'm supporting Kinetics with marketing and launch strategy at the moment. Sean, do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, thanks everyone for joining. This is going to be a fun one because I know I saw many of you guys at ETH Denver. So I work with Shade Protocol and a couple other teams, being the head of sales and doing lead generation for many of the Cosmos teams. We're going to cover some ETH Denver, a lot of the topics, and thank you guys for making it.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm super excited to get into some of the details around the event. I couldn't make Denver, but I know that a few of the team members will probably be in Dubai shortly, so we can get into that and share some info about some details around that event, just in case anybody here is interested in either Token 2.9 or ETH Dubai, which are coming up in April. So, but yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later. Aditya from Persistence, do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, obviously. By the way, I'm not sure if it's just me, but I can hear some echo from your end. But if it's not, if it's just me, then all right. Yeah, hi everyone. I'm Aditya. I'm part of the Grow team here at Positions Labs. We are core contributors to the Positions One ecosystem. We're building a layer one for staking, liquid staking and restaking. It's really great to be here. I personally wasn't there at ETH Denver, but I had a great download from the team that was there. I think, you know, the key topics that people were talking about was restaking and chain abstraction. And coincidentally, we're doing something for both of these in Cosmos. So very happy to be here, and hi, everyone.
Yeah, bummer that you weren't there. We met the Persistence team at Shade's Frictionless event. Obviously, very close. We love your guys' team, and hopefully we'll catch you at the next event.
Absolutely, sir.
Awesome. Great to have you. Mark from PIF, do you want to go ahead?
Jim, thanks again for having me in here. It must be my fourth, fifth. I mean, when you like it, you don't count.
You're an OG, Mark.
Can I get a badge of honor? Maybe I'll get a tattoo.
NFT's going soon.
Nice. So I'm Mark. I work for the Peace Data Association. that contributes to the PIF network. PIF network is a blockchain oracle specialized in price feeds, 450 price feeds available permissionlessly on 50 plus chains. And we're, of course, live on Kava with Kinetics and Hover. I can see here in the space, powered by PIF. So anything DeFi related, always happy to help and excited for this space.
Awesome. Great to have you as always. Your knowledge and insights are always welcome. Cool. So we got Max from Arcway.
Yeah. Thanks for the introduction. And I'm Max from Archway. I lead the business development side of things for Phi Labs, who is a core contributor to Archway. So happy to be on here and familiar with a lot of the teams who are also speaking. So nice to be up here with everyone.
Awesome. Yeah, go ahead, man.
I guess I'll jump up in here. Hey there.
Stash, I don't think you can hear Vincent from Hover. So just give us 1 second, Stash. You may be rogued. You might have to come back. Yes, Vincent, I can hear you. Hello, Vincent. We can hear you.
Just for the record, I cannot hear.
Maybe Vincent's rogued. Okay. All right. Maybe Vincent. If you want to leave and come back, and then we'll... Okay, so just to continue with introductions, do you want to go ahead, Stash? And not really sure what's going on with... I think various speakers can't hear each other, so if you are having connection issues, please just leave and then restart the app and come back, and I'll let you back up.
Sure. Just letting you know, there's some... I can't really hear you. There's really big... Sounds like a train's going past you or something. Hey there, I'm Kyle from Stash, the growth lead here. Really excited to be here. It was fun catching up with everybody at ETH Denver. For those of you who don't know us, we are an omni-chain social hub dedicated to finding, you know, collectors and creators in the NFT realm. We're on Secret Network, so our contracts are based out of, but we work on the chain as well. So I'm glad to be here and I'm looking forward to this talk.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. So I guess we've got... Yes.
I can hear you, Patrick. It seems a little delayed, but yeah, if you can do an intro, I can hear you. It might just be you and me hearing each other, Patrick, because it seems like we're getting a lot of issues, but...
I can't hear anyone. I hear like one or two people. I can hear you. But I can't hear anyone else talking.
This may be a real intimate Twitter space here. But
that's okay. I'm letting down to chat with you one-on-one.
I can hear you again, actually.
I can hear Mark.
But I did a space earlier today, and it was exact same issue. At some point, we ended up talking just the two of us. Is any of you on the PC and not the mobile app?
I'm on mobile.
I think for you to speak, you have to be on mobile.
Now you actually have it on desktop, but today my issue
is
desktop related. But yeah, okay, so it's not this this case.
I see. I don't know what we're all working together to figure this out, at least.
Yeah, and I don't know if I trust the laptop version, so I suggest mobile. Right, it always seems to be a little bit better. But yeah, hop back in. We'll give anybody an invite to speak if we see you guys pop back in. So, but who are we missing here? Aaron, did you already go or did we?
Yeah, I did a little intro. I joined a little late. I was doing a Twitter space with the Osmosis side, so apologies for the delay. But on the Osmosis end, with the Osmosis Foundation, I essentially lead everything non-technical. You know, so all the BD, marketing, ecosystem, community, growth efforts. But happy to be here and super excited to talk about the ETH Denver recaps.
Yeah, it was a big difference from last year. So that's going to be one of the first things we jump into.
Huge difference.
Right. It felt a lot better.
It felt like Cosmos was taking over, honestly. Like this was my sentiment.
I'm glad you had the same sentiment because I think a lot of us felt that way. And I think that's going to be the majority of the space here. Who have we not got an intro from? I don't want to move forward with missing somebody. Vince, did you chime in? Max, I got you brought in as a speaker again. that may be everybody at the moment. So if anybody else, we'll rotate speakers in and out. So please just make a request. I'm going to pull up a few more requests real quick. Yes, as we can. Yeah, thank you guys for joining. And I know Jack and the Kinetics and Kava team, they're bouncing around. So Jack, pop in whenever you want. Otherwise, I think we've covered everybody. Well, let's jump into like the meat of this, right? The thing that I think we're most excited about is anybody that was there last year, give me like a 100 emoji reaction, something. And who wants to go first on last year versus this year? I know I felt quite a difference in just terms of narratives, number of people. Vince, I know you said you had that you noticed a difference in Aaron too. So who's chiming in first?
Yeah, I'll chime in. Like one thing I noticed was that, you know, like for example, last year's, I don't want to name specific events, but like there were certain events that just flopped, and like, you know, the projects were honestly like they were just really embarrassed by the flopping. But this year, every single Cosmos event was shoulder to shoulder. It was actually like really annoying because you couldn't move, and I was like, all right, this is like actually like not fun, but it's clearly good to see. And then also like the narrative almost seemed like it was like all Cosmos related. Maybe I was just biased because I've been only going to the Cosmos events, but there were just so many of them. And even the Bitcoin events were Cosmos related, like Babylon's Bitcoin Renaissance. And you see like not only these ecosystems piling in together, but you see new faces, and then you see faces that you would never expect. Like the Bitcoin Renaissance event, it was like 90% attendance from Asian people, like straight from China, straight from like Korea and Japan. And this is like really cool to see because you know that the Bitcoin community is so Asia focused. So I was really excited about that. And then all over Twitter, the narratives you're getting are, you know, like, also like after ETH Denver, you saw like Sunny and Vitalik kind of going at it off of the Bankless people's tweet. And like, you know, of course, like Bankless loves to just like tweet everything, trying to like shit on Cosmos. And then, you know, like they got a lot of flack for that. But it was just good to see like all these Ethereum projects are really just aligning with Cosmos more and more and more. And, it, you know, it's mutual. It goes both ways. But before it was nothing like this. There was no alignment, and Ethereum didn't really give a crap about Cosmos. But I think it's just undeniable at the point. And all these chains popping up, the token launches going crazy. And, you know, from the Osmosis side, and like given the efforts we go to on the Osmosis side, given like, you know, like our role in the ecosystem, we just see so much happening right now. And yeah, and also like I am like chipping in first because I do have to hop in like 13 minutes. So I wanted to participate a little bit.
Yeah, take as many of that 13 minutes. We don't want you to go, but chime in as much as you can. And I think you hit the nail on the head, right? It felt like Cosmos really did take over that. I think the side events, the Cosmos really owned those side events, and everywhere you went, they were packed shoulder to shoulder. So I know Archway did a really great job. You guys had a good side event too, Max. What was your big takeaway from the side event that you guys hosted compared to when we were there last year? Max, I think I've approved you to get up. Jack, if you're there, it may just be buggy on my end. It looks like Max isn't brought up as a speaker, but he should be, if you can help out there.
Can you hear me now? Is my signal?
Yes, and much quieter. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. All right, okay. So, yes, I've just authorized Max again, along with Stash for the second time as well. So just bear with us, and I think these guys are going to be able to take this. Also, apologies for these technical difficulties, guys. Twitter Spaces is a crazy beast. It's not ideal.
Yeah, can you guys hear me now? Awesome. So yeah, I mean, first off, I appreciate Melch the shout out. We thought the event went really well in Denver, and to kind of what Aaron said, I had the exact same takeaway, was that it was very much like a different feel, not only just from like the general kind of sentiment, but more or less like on Cosmos. Like it seemed like there was a very big like spotlight on what we were doing. Sometimes it was a little indirect, like you're saying with Babylon, being more of a Bitcoin kind of play, but still ties into the Cosmos. Seeing bigger chains like Barrachain, who've accumulated a bunch of traction, and Celestia, who are Cosmos chains technically, right? I think a lot of that has changed people's perspective on the Cosmos, and that was noted at these events based on how many people were showing up, and based on like Aaron talked about what they're talking about, things like interoperability. There's a ton of discussions and a ton of projects who are building interoperability layers that their main focus was to connect the Cosmos to all these different ecosystems like Solana, Ethereum, Polkadot, what have you. So really, like to me, it really was very notable that the landscape shifting a bit, and I think people are looking for, you know, more efficient options for things like using applications where, you know, at the Ethereum mainnet layer can become very troublesome or very expensive, and the user experience may not be the best. So, yeah, I think it was a big shift in overall narrative, and I think that's something that we've been waiting for a long time, is people to take a little bit deeper dive into the tech stack and really start to differentiate what makes each chain or each, I guess, substrate layer special.
Yeah, definitely agree there. And I think it was very cool to see that with DoorHack's App Chain Day. I know a lot of us were there, and I think that was the first time where it really hit me. And maybe because last year was so kind of depressing, you know, bear market, very quiet, not a lot of excitement. And then now you have this app chain that comes out, and you're like, that was one of the first days, right? So if you were there early in the week, you could catch the DoorHack thing, and every Cosmos guy was under the sun, was in this one building together, really started everything off with a bang. And you could see how that had a welcoming kind of vibe to the whole week, right? And then it really did not feel that way last year. So I think more people are looking into that. How do we get everything from the bigger ecosystems into Cosmos? Stash and Kyle, I know you guys were there in a big presence. You guys go to all the events. What did you see?
Yeah, I want to say this is one of my favorite ETH Denvers. I've been 4 times now, and I just felt like this time it was actually green. People were excited. It wasn't necessarily a downturn as the previous years. So I think that's all obviously a good thing going into it. Yeah, it's always interesting to see the narratives, right? I think it's a good time to observe what's going to happen for the next year. You can see different, you know, genres popping up or being reintroduced again. You know, last year was a lot about L2s and things like that, which I still think it is, but I think we do see a crazy big interest in Cosmos, especially with the, you know, brand new chains coming out, you know, Tia, Dimension, Archway, all these types of big new L1s on Cosmos are making waves. And so and then also I do want to say a lot of, you know, I'm going to be a little biased because I'm on Secret, but definitely seeing the DCC, DPEN blow up. So it's cool to see some narratives that we've been knowing this is the way. But I think people are starting to see. And we also are seeing a lot of different raises. I think that's a good indication as well. Recently, I just saw a DCC raise 70 million. That's no small number. And so we're going to start seeing more and more like this happen. So it's definitely exciting times. As far as, you know, NFT stuff, I think, you know, it's getting very, very different. I think before it was mainly, you know, all ETH Maxi stuff. And now we're seeing this omni-chain approach. And it's really cool to see all these different ecosystems develop culture on their own side. So, yeah, I think overall, this was one of my favorite ETH Denver trips so far.
I definitely want to hear a couple of more of the opinions, but once we do, I want to come back to you, Kyle, and see what you thought on the NFT scenes, because I know ETH Denver's, it's got an interesting take on that when you dwindle down to that side of things, and where I think we saw a lot of other narratives like the ones you mentioned. But obviously Secret, I know you guys were running around in a big presence. I think you guys were there longer than anybody else that I knew, so props to you guys. Patrick, what did, you know, first, you brought up as a speaker, which I hope so, because I think my side's buggy. But yeah, what did you guys see compared to last year?
Yeah, can you start a Secret NFT collection, maybe with Stash, you know, like Weird Kids instead of Bad Kids? Maybe that'd be a good one for all of us that have been around for so long.
It definitely doesn't feel like we're as weird anymore, right? I agree with you there. Aaron, I know you've got 4 minutes, so we can give you some extra minutes here, man.
I mean, I'd love to speak more, but I literally haven't been able to hear anyone but you. So it's just been like quiet. And then you come in and like reply to people. I'm like, oh, cool. yeah, I'm not sure if maybe you can prompt me with a question and then I can say something on it.
Well, I know you've got 4 minutes. So give me from your side of things, did you have a mission going to ETH Denver? Did you hit it? And if not, what'd you walk away with?
Honestly, with events, I just like to show up and like meet people and talk to people and just kind of see what's going on. But I think from our side, the idea is like growing the cosmic pie. And like, what is this, you know, what is the cosmic pie? Well, it's like, you know, it's just a pie, but cosmos. And what does growing it mean? It's like, you know, you're aligning more with all these teams. They all flow into each other. It's like the singularity idea where, you know, first everything is fragmented and then, you know, they start to like expand their tentacles or like, you know, like, what's that show? The Last of Us, where the virus is spreading its tentacles or like, it's like, what are they called? The receptors or whatever. And they're trying to connect more and more and more. And eventually it all becomes this, this giant virus that takes over the whole world. But in our case, it's our, this ecosystem is just this giant ecosystem that is going to take over the entire space. And everything's connecting, whether it's like Eigenlayer connecting with Ethos, connecting with mesh security, and like Babylon connecting to mesh security, and Astroport connecting to Osmosis now, and Astroport with Neutron and Terra. So it's like, you know, all these things, they're all spreading across, and every single ecosystem is getting a Venn diagram of another ecosystem, and it's all just coming together. And this is like, I feel like ETH Denver really showed this nicely with Cosmos and the, like the alignment and the connections and these, you know, tentacles are all spreading everywhere. And I think like 6 to 12 months is when you see everything kind of come together and hit full terminal velocity. So I don't know. I just wanted to give you like a little bull speech before I hopped off, but that's really how it feels to me. And I think I see a lot of things from like the work I do, and I don't see this going downhill. Cosmos, and it was like a year ago where Zaki put out that tweet, and he was kind of like, it was kind of like this bearish tweet about Cosmos, and he basically said Cosmos has like one chance and it has to do one thing to hit it, and it has about a year to do it, and Cosmos did do this, and I don't think it's like capable of failing anymore because of that.
Yeah, and I needed that, man. It's been a rough morning, so that couldn't have come in a better time.
Yeah, and also like for anything Cosmos related, like, you know, if you're a team out there that needs some kind of connection or needs help or needs some kind of like guidance, like ping me. You know, I don't need anything. I just, you know, want to, you know, give you some thoughts. Maybe, you know, connect you with whoever you're trying to connect with. And I think this is how it's done. It just happens on the ground level. You just make these connections. You get the tech rolling. You get the plan rolling. You strategize and you go to market and you do this 100 times. And each little win is a guaranteed win, but 100 guaranteed wins is winning. Feel free to reach out and ping me anytime.
Definitely much appreciated. And I know you got to run. So thanks for popping in here and sharing everything. Come back in if you can. And yeah, I think that's the whole point of this space, right? We're trying to make sure that the cosmos knows, hey, everybody can come together. That's how we're designed. Let's start working together. And I think, like you said, we hit it right on timing, right on Cosmos turn 5, right? If I'm not misreading too many tweets. So
exactly.
It is beautiful.
And 5 is when children start to develop all the great stuff in the brain. So this is the time. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I still couldn't hear anyone but like 2 people. So apologies if I missed out on a lot of conversation.
Hopefully we'll have less problems.
I don't know if you can hear me, but I appreciate you coming, and we'll try and get you on time when the Twitter Spaces is functioning correctly.
Yep. Thanks, guys. See you guys.
Awesome. I just wanted to say as well, now that it seems like my connection is working, that, you know, I'm not surprised really that Cosmos has done so amazingly well at these events, because like having worked in various sectors of Web3 in different ecosystems, I would say like, although you guys in the Cosmos ecosystem have a lot of lively debates, let's say, to put it really mildly, the caliber of the discussion and therefore the kind of like okay, that's very strange. Can you hear me or no? Melch, you just there's some kind of issue clearly, right? So you take over and I'll jump in if I can. I don't know why this happened.
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good, but yeah, it sounds like there's issues all over, but yeah, we'll take over and then let's see. I mean, who have we missed here? Vincent, I think we need your take, man. What mission did you come to with ETH Denver, and was it different than last year? That's an interesting take. I know we'll definitely ramp up this space later on with what events are going in the future, maybe how they compare. I know a lot of us in the US hit Denver a lot, but I think we're going to start expanding, right? Dubai's in Cosmoverse in Dubai in October. So I think there's going to be a lot of good comparisons. And I agree. I like your take on the VC scene was very different as well. Any chance you met Max and the Archway team? I know they're not super, super new in Cosmos, but they are on the newer side, building through the bear market. Did you guys get a chance to meet Archway? Max is the right guy for it. So glad you guys are there.
I didn't hear what he said, but it sounded like maybe we did meet at some point.
No, just a good comparison that there were a lot of layer ones that were at this ETH Denver compared to other years and different parties like VCs. So
yeah, there's definitely a lot of layer ones for sure. And I actually heard you mention something about the VC kind of like interactions or I guess sentiment. And I actually noticed that quite a bit as well. This time around, it seemed like a lot more willingness to deploy capital to the point where they are outwardly kind of promoting the idea of, you know, we're looking to invest, which in, you know, the past years, or at least last year, it was very much a, hey, we're not sure where the market's going to go. We're kind of, you know, playing it more conservative and holding on to cash. So complete change in how the VCs are looking at the market right now, which I think is a really good sign.
Very different. I know you guys have navigated that path for seeing what you guys have built during the cold, dark times and to come out of this. Well done to you, Max, on everything over there. The last person, I don't think we talked to Adita. Give me persistence. I know we chatted with your team pretty closely. A lot of the Shade Protocol and Secret guys did, but did they give you any major takeaways that you guys won coming out of Denver?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for us, this was the first in real life event we went to after the what seemed to be a very long bear, right? So it was great to see all the happy faces, meet all the teams like Shade. You know, we've only been chatting with Carter on a video call. It was really, really nice to meet all the, you know, all our partners, all our friends rather in person. And then also talk about what everyone's been up to. And then I think get a general sense of, what the ETH market is looking at currently. Because usually what ends up happening, I think we've all kind of observed that is Cosmos usually builds things out first, right? And then that's when the general, let's say, crypto market kind of adopts it. So whether that be liquid staking, whether that be staking infrastructure in general, it was great to see what the ETH market has been up to. I think, you know, the biggest narratives there were around restaking and chain abstraction, right? Whether that's the Eigenlayer launch or things that I think Newer Protocol is doing, right? So it was great to see a general sense of the market and then obviously meet a lot of friends too.
And I think you guys made a pretty big claim. If I remember reading like 3,000 tweets a day makes this extremely difficult, right? But I think you guys are coming out trying to be the largest liquid staking period, right? Is that kind of your guys' overall goal? Did you guys make traction in that in Denver, or am I completely missing the target here?
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, the ecosystem, is much bigger than just Bstake, right? So the persistence one ecosystem, you know, you can imagine it to be any, like any other layer one, but focused on staking, liquid staking and restaking. So Bstake's goal definitely is to become the biggest player for liquid staking period, whether that's in Cosmos and BNB. I think what we add as a product to the Cosmos ecosystem in a way is also STK BNB, right? Which is BNB liquid staking, which can be a huge differentiator when it comes to persistence, the entire ecosystem. Now, tomorrow, if I think there is chatter around the BNB chain enabling IBC, and if that happens and when that happens, which I think it eventually will, I think eventually everyone, every ecosystem, every blockchain in the world will be powered by IBC. You know, this is a saying that I like to say when I'm speaking to anyone, when I'm on calls, that, you know, I think all roads in general originate from Cosmos. So when that eventually happens, you know, we'll be positioned in a way to capture that market share. You know, the BNB especially, it is what, I think a $90 billion, $100 billion market currently. So you can imagine the liquidity that flows in if an IBC connection to BNB is established through Persistence One. So yeah, very excited about that.
I lost you a little bit at the end there, but yeah, no, I think you guys are on the right track to do it. I don't know anybody that's not seeing you guys pulling far ahead, and we're happy to see it. So congrats to you guys. Let me know if anybody missed, interrupt me and come pop in. But otherwise, I'd be curious to see what narratives anybody saw in this year compared to last year, or strong narratives that you see timing with the new, what we see is like new, better market conditions. Very different. I think last year was a lot of ZK roll-up heavy. This year, I'd say I saw a lot more modularity and maybe some others. I don't know, Kyle, do you have any take on yours? Did you see anything from NFT narrative or completely outside of NFTs?
Yeah, I think as far as NFTs, everybody was talking about Bitcoin stuff, ordinals, inscriptions. That seemed to be what the big topic was. During then, all of the Bitcoin stuff raged while ETH kind of bled. Most ETH NFT projects kind of bled like 30 to 50%. And I think most ordinals kind of 2 to 5x. So definitely people were more interested, I think, in the Bitcoin stuff. Just because it's like, I feel like it's the mother chain. It has the...
Kyle, not sure if we lost you. I know it went quiet on my side.
Yeah, from my side too.
Gotta love it. It's all fun. Kyle, pop in and out. We'll bring you back up if needed. Yeah. Who else? Anybody see any really strong narratives? Anything that supports them or something completely outside? It was kind of wild to see just how in 1 year there's a very, very different narratives lining up with this bull market. Mark, we
No, yeah. I was going to chime in, but most of the hot topic I saw at East Denver, you mentioned it. Like, I ended up spending half of my time talking Bitcoin L2s at East Denver. So this is like definitely hot. And I mean, you have, I don't know, $1 trillion asset that you can get like onto an L2s and like get crazy adoption metrics, etc. So pretty excited. We'll see tech-wise. I mean, some Bitcoin L2s go the EVM way, some go their own native language. So I guess we'll see a bunch of Bitcoin L2s going way faster than others. Then long term, we'll have to see where it actually gets sticky. And the other AppChain Day, I was actually speaking there, had a panel with Wormhole and Aevo, the PubDex X Ribbon Finance. And yeah, same. And like we have our own AppChain for the price creation. It makes sense. I mean, it just makes sense to have app chains, and it's just great to see kind of the most of the builders kind of going this way. So nothing extra coming to mind very much. It was app chain and Bitcoin layer two. And of course, modularity. Now you have Celestia, etc. So that's, I think, the top three things to look at for the next few months.
Yeah, I think what we saw overall come to life, maybe this event or, you know, earlier this year, was the natural progression of proof of stake, right? You know, what kind of was led by Tezos, obviously, but the current mechanisms that I use was spearheaded by the Cosmos app, which we saw the base layer of, let's say, staking evolve. Then we saw, you know, teams like Persistence, Stride, Quicksilver build liquid staking on top of that to move towards, again, a more secure and a more capital efficient world. And what we're seeing with these Bitcoin L2s or even Babylon, for example, or with restaking is, again, adding that another layer on top of it without actually dampening or hampering the security of the system at large. But again, moving towards a more capital efficient world. I think that's was a great, I think, a trend that's been going on for quite some years now, but it's finally coming to a user-facing product in a way, whether that be restaking, whether that be account abstraction that Osmos is doing, for example, to solve for UX. Right? So I think that's the proof of stake thesis being played out over years is what we're seeing, I think.
I didn't see too much of it myself. I spent more time at side events this year than I did at others. And so I think I saw too many Cosmos people. I probably should have broadened my horizons this year, but no, it's for next time. But speaking of that, obviously Secret, man, we're always together. So what are you guys seeing? And, you know, sadly I'd say in my personal opinion, we didn't see much of a privacy narrative, but I always think that that's the long tail effect. So what did you see from your guys' team? I don't know. You guys had a really good sized booth. You guys usually show up well in the booth presence. You know, how is that compared to previous years, or, you know, what's the intake? Do you feel like that people are finally getting that idea that, hey, EVM needs this kind of privacy layer, come use us as this tool? And like you said, your computational privacy that it can be used. Did you, what was your feeling at the booth? Yeah, you guys sucked me down that rabbit hole 3 years ago, so I've been excited for it, and I'm happy to see it continue to grow every year. Just to give a quick break here, we're about, this pitch usually goes for about another 45 minutes, so halfway through, wanted to remind everybody, if you want to chime in on any of this, super casual, if you're at ETH Denver, you want to chat about narratives or what you're seeing and doing, request to be a speaker. We'll bring you guys up, and then we'll probably chat on two more topics. I'm curious what you guys have planned, and then how to also do future events well. So we'll chat on those. But Kyle, I know before that you got cut off. So give me the NFT rabbit hole, the ETH Denver, what mission you guys were at, and did you see any strong narratives there? I felt like NFTs were really light this year compared to previous years.
Yeah, sorry, I got rugged. Yeah, I think, you know, ETH Denver's always kind of been known to do that. Not really the most like NFT driven. I think some of the bigger narrative ones kind of were the meme related ones that were there. I had a great time at Sappy Seals. There was some Bitcoin stuff. But yeah, I think I saw a majority of Ordinals. I think because it was its breakthrough cycle, I guess. So a lot of the people that were there, it was their first time showing up for the Ordinal stuff. So I think that was a big majority. I think with ETH stuff, it's not really the right time to be spending that money there. I think you save that for like NFT NYC, something that's a little more dedicated to the culture. But I think the ones that were there were mainly the meme ones, which, you know, as we can tell, are doing really hot. So yeah, I mean, it's been known that ETH Denver is not really meant to be that. It's more of a, you know, BD kind of relations dev stuff. So always fun to have after parties with the NFT stuff. They always know how to have a good time. But yeah, if you're looking for something more NFT driven, definitely check out, you know, NFT NYC or honestly Art Basel. A really good time there for that kind of culture side of things. Good blend between Web 2 and Web 3. But yeah, I would just say mainly Ordinals were really talked about. I think Solana is obviously doing really hot too, just because with the gas fees as well. And then also, obviously, we can say that Cosmos is doing really hot. Bad kids are kind of leading the narrative, as you know, of course. So I think the airdrop narrative is getting, you know, pretty popular right now. They understand that like this culture is from this NFT, and so we're seeing these airdrops happening. So I am curious to see what's going to happen, you know, NFT NYC with all these brand new narratives of NFTs coming out. So,
yeah, you dropped a lot of good upcoming ones, NFT NYC, and we sprinkled Dubai in there earlier. What do you see as events that Cosmos has to get a good presence at? I think the overall, what we heard from teams here is that we showed up strong at Denver this year. It kind of felt like all the side events were Adam, Cosmos focused. I know Adam had their major side event, which went really well. I don't think there's any side event that really monopolized everything like we did. But what future events? You know, you mentioned NFT NYC is a good one for you in particular. Anybody else? I mean, Kyle included, but anybody chime in. Where are you going later this year, and why? And should Cosmos be rolling up heavy?
I think I can go first there. From my perspective, we'll be present at every major event this year, but something that'll be very interesting overall will be the Token 2049 in Dubai next month. So Persistence One, obviously we are a global company where we have contributors throughout the world in a way. We have a small office here in Dubai where a bunch of the team is present in, and we're super, super bullish on Dubai in general for, I think, three main reasons. One is obviously the shift we see in kind of the builder culture moving to Dubai. So Polygon is very huge in Dubai. The Persistence One is here. There are a lot of liquid funds. There are a lot of institutions that are, you know, kind of based out of Dubai. So I think that is where in general we see not just teams and builders, but capital also moving to in terms of being a hub for crypto. So I'm not sure if anyone knows in this space, one of the Emirates in the UAE actually opened the world's first crypto free trade zone. So if you are someone that's building in the crypto industry, you can set up entities, you can set up companies without any worry of regulation at all. So, you know, that's actually the second point. You know, the support that you get from the government here or from the institutions here is a very, very big point for, again, to attract these builders, to attract capital. I think third overall would be just the vibes in Dubai are really nice. You see a lot of energetic people, a lot of people that want to make it in life, that have clear targets and, you know, are motivated by the similar kind of things that you are motivated by. And I think if Cosmos kind of shows up big here, it'll be a big statement, not only to get to know the broader ecosystem or the general ecosystem that looks into crypto from an investment perspective, but also to kind of, you know, spread our culture, our values to the broader ecosystem. So I think that's going to be a huge one for us, especially.
Are you guys planning on being there? That is huge and only a month away.
Yeah, we're present in Dubai. We're based out of Dubai. We're probably going to do a big event also during the time. So obviously all our Cosmos friends are invited and we'll share the news with everyone. But yeah, we have big plans for Dubai. I think CosmoWorks obviously is also later in the year, which, you know, is going to be, you know, I think one of the best events of the year.
Yeah, I did see that CosmoWorks is having one. Very cool that you guys are having one. I know, I think the Bored Ape Yacht Club is going to be there for obvious reasons. And there's, I think they're teaming up with Decentral. I just got some news on that they're having like a huge yacht party. So if anybody wants the inside scoop on that, shoot me a DM. I think there's going to be the largest yacht in Dubai is where they're hosting their side events. So yeah, that looks like fun. I don't know if I'll make it to that one, but I think I will CosmoWorks in October. Yeah, anybody else going to any future events? And where, if so, why?
I'll be in East London this weekend. I don't know if anyone's around, but you have East London over the weekends, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I think just after Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you have the Digital Asset Summit. So I think it's a bit more, let's say, centralized crypto or TradFi crypto. But like I'm based in Europe, so it's a pretty easy trip. East London's pretty good. I think you even have Vitalik coming to Pragma, London. Should be a good crowd, and you always have like a few, like, and I mean, crypto has been picking up in the UK. Who is it? Is it A16Z that recently opened an office there? But anyway, yeah, so I'll be at East London. So if you're around, happy to go have a few pints, like we have to leave the London way, I guess. I mean, always ECE events, whether it's the hackathon, et cetera, you always end up meeting amazing devs, et cetera. So, I mean, it's the thing I don't want to miss anymore, these ECE events.
Yeah, it seems like Aaron, right before he left, saying that the Cosmos is spreading the tentacles right all around. It really does feel that way. So it seems like being designed how we are with so many app chains and being able to build on them so easily that we just have people everywhere. So very cool that we've got, you know, Aditha over in Dubai, and then you're over in London doing things with a couple pints the way it should be, right? So yeah, I think that Aaron had some good points there and everything being quite inevitable. Yeah, do you guys have what's your pro tips for these things? How do you show up and get results? What's your prep? You know, I think things that we did really well is for like 1 to 2 months before, we actually have one goal. We go to the event with one goal. Shade, that was, we want to find as many liquidity deals as we can to help bootstrap tokens on our DEX, right? People that can't get in touch with a centralized exchange or pay $200,000 for a tier one, come with us. We'll get you pool live in 48 hours at no cost. And having that focus, and then the month before actually reaching out to people saying, hey, this is what we're doing, or here's our events, come meet us. That helped out a lot. As you guys go into these future events or going into ETH Denver, did you guys have any tactics? Actually, Kyle, I'm going to put you on the spot because you've got an awesome tactic for NFT NYC. Please share that one. That's one I hope that many teams steal.
Just can't steal it before we do it. It's the only thing I say. Yeah, so we're going to be doing like pretty much kind of like a scavenger hunt style. We're using NFT chips. Really want to incorporate NFT stuff. So those of you that don't know what that is, essentially, you can tag certain items. In this case, we're using gems. You can do shirts, hats, pretty much anything. But essentially, it's a, you know, classification. So you tag an individualized item. You secure it as actually you can verify that it is this item number. and pretty much a proof of authentication, right? So what we're doing with that is we're going to have a bunch of gyms out. So we'll be at different events across NFT NYC. We are going to be pretty much, like I said, doing a scavenger hunt. So we'll be hiding them around different events that we're a part of. People at the event can walk around, find certain things to tag, collect, you know, NFT collectibles, and then also get these gems. So when you tag these gems, it's going to bring you up to our site, stash.io. Essentially, you can either create an account, or if you already have an account, you can just log in. But these chips are going to allow you to get basically what we're calling them is, you know, prizes. You spin to win. You can get raffle tickets for, you know, gold and silver raffle tickets. And the idea is that it's almost like an airdrop, in-person airdrop. So you don't know what you're exactly getting from the airdrop, but you can grab it and you might get some secret. You might get an NFT. You might get some silk. You might get some shade. So we're doing some like kind of Activision with our new launch, 2.0 launch. So we'll probably be posting about some more details here soon. But yeah, that's what we're kind of be doing. So it's more interactive experience for, you know, just the culture. And we can do that. We can partner with not just NFT people, you know, doing this with DeFi. I think a lot of times people, you know, separate them. But I think if you have the culture for your ecosystem, like those, it's relatable. So people that are in DeFi might not be the most interested in NFTs, but they sure as shit love the culture side, and, you know, having that side of things is important. So super excited. So yeah, be on the lookout. You can grab some of those gems while you're at NFT NYC.
Definitely save me a couple. I won't be there, but yeah, I wish I could scan that large gem. Secret, Patrick, I know Secret always rolls in deep. What's your guys' next event? How are you guys prepping for it? And then what kind of partnerships or what are you looking for at that event? Do you guys have one lined up? Secret, you've always shown as a listener and not speaker on my end, so I hope you still have speaking capabilities. Maybe not. Maybe we'll skip over Patrick. If you come back, if you find your way back to us, man, I'd love to see what Secret is. And maybe I just can't hear you, which wouldn't surprise me on this space. Since this space is so buggy, well, let's wrap up with one final round. I think this would be a fun time to see each of our speakers. Where are you guys going next? What's your main mission? Promote your roadmap. What are you guys doing right now in this bull market with things kicking off? What's your main focus and what are you trying to ride up? Partnerships that you're looking for, products that you're delivering. Kyle, since you just went, we'll save you for last. Aditya, what are you guys, what's your main focus? Promote your roadmap.
Yeah, I think we are focusing on two things majorly. One is more of a few things, and the other is a less of a few things. So first of all, more of yield. So we're bringing restaking to Cosmos. I'm not sure if everyone's been up to that or read about that. So positions one is building the restaking infrastructure for Cosmos. How we envision it to be is that you, as a POS token holder, should be able to restake anything, anywhere. So imagine if you could secure a bunch of chains together with a single asset and stack up a bunch of yields, while kind of also isolating your risk when it comes to slashing or these other parameters. So that's one thing, more yields. Second part is more assets. So PStake, which is again the dApp ecosystem, dApp built on top of Persistence that does liquid staking issuance, it will soon be expanding to a lot of assets. We launched, we currently have liquid staking live for Atom, Osmo, DYDX, BNB, and Stars. And soon you'll be able to see a bunch of more assets that are onboarded. We're looking into some interesting use cases and some interesting tokens as well. For example, AKT, Fetch, Jackal, all these interesting tokens where we can build niche use cases, you know, not only just staking and DeFi, but kind of build some niche use cases that promote liquid staking in these ecosystems. So that was second part, more assets. The third is more security. So we're actively looking into expand our chain security hedge with native staking. So just today itself only we announced a partnership with Babylon, which says that Persistence One will be consuming BTC security. And what I imagine this to be is just the start of a longer partnership with the Babylon team building BTC staking infrastructure but that because that in a way allows us to build on top of them, you know, potentially having liquid staking tokens for BTC or even restaking BTC for that matter, right? So that is a great stuff there on the security side. The one thing that we're looking on is on the lesser side is less friction for users, not just our users, but users anywhere. So what we're building, what's a major thing on our roadmap is basically a Cosmos super app. So imagine you could do any action for any chain being on just one chain. So in a way, you know, the chain abstraction narrative, we've been building this out for the last 4 months now, even before this narrative came into existence. So the Persistence One super app will be going live pretty soon too, wherein we'll be able to interact not just with Persistence applications, whether that be liquid staking with P-Stake, kind of providing liquidity on Dexter, but also throughout Cosmos. So if, let's say you have STK Atom, if you have Atom on the Cosmos Hub and you want to LP in the STK Atom Silk Pool, you'd be able to do that in a single click. So that's what we're building towards. More security, more yields, less friction. P-Staking, BTC security, chain app, super app. Yeah.
Man, even chatting with your team frequently, I did not know to what level you guys were going beast mode. So props to you guys. I'm definitely going to have to do some more reading, and that sounds like one hell of a roadmap. So sounds like anybody can catch you guys in Dubai in less than a month. So anybody, hit up Aditya and catch these guys over at 2049 Dubai. Mark, what do you have coming up and promote your most current roadmap?
So I think the biggest part is going to be the whole Pith DAO. So late last year, we airdropped and launched the token. And the whole idea is, I mean, Pith tokens are governance tokens. So all Pith stakers govern what's going to happen on the network. So like upgrade smart contracts, add new price feed, et cetera. And we've kickstarted the work on having, let's say, a working DAO. So we already elected and approved our first, let's call it the security council that handles all the smart contract upgrades. And we have people from like Synthetix, HMX, Solen, Wormhole being in this council. Actually, tomorrow we're going to start the election for the second council. And once this is passed, it's going to be very much up to the stakers community to decide what we should do, etc. So quite excited about this. I mean, very rarely you hear about people getting excited for governance, but for us, it's like amazingly cool. We've been the Peace Association working for like 3 years on the protocol, on the project. And like the long-term goal was to actually deliver on this, deliver that now it's the peace holders that like truly a decentralized network / Oracle. So that's pretty cool. But I mean, as with DAO, you always bring on politics, slow processes, etc. So whole goal is also to avoid that, have a great active DAO and fast, because peace grew being fast. And we don't want to decentralize to just then become like a fat mass, a heavy mass that doesn't iterate and grow. So that should be cool. And one of the topics that like I'm expecting to see pop up on the whole governance side is actually what are the price update fees. So like whenever someone does request a price update from Pith, he has to pay a fee. Well, now it's at the smallest denomination, but now the DAO is in charge of deciding. So overall, we should see this year the DAO trying to increase the revenues generated by Pith. So this should be cool. And after, maybe one other thing is we've been working on a new product kind of POC that I hope we might have on mainnet for the next quarter, which is all about optimizing liquidations. And so this is like liquidations in DeFi is such a big business and there is so much value leakage there. We're very hopeful for this product to like stand out of its own, be like, okay, integrate this new type of Pith protocol and actually you can reduce your liquidations leakage by 10x. So, and just for example, when you a ball ending, usually when you liquidate, or when someone liquidates, the ball protocol, the money market pays out like a 10% liquidation rewards. And with this protocol, the goal is to actually bring that 10% down to 1%, and would mean massive savings for the protocol. So trying to ship that high value protocol for mostly board ending, and after we'll see if per protocol can actually integrate that.
That's impressive. I like seeing the improvements on that DeFi side. I think that's one area that the Cosmos is just going to be able to grow at such an exponential rate compared to a lot of other ecosystems. So props to your guys' team. And hopefully we got Patrick and Secret back. Any chance, Patrick? Yeah, buddy. All right. Give us your roadmap on that. And I'm excited to hear what you guys are doing with, I believe, the computational privacy. I think you had some constellation in there, but you know the words better than me. So, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to put you on the spot, Patrick. I think you guys have a grant program coming up, a new cohort, right? You guys did five in the last one last quarter. Are you guys doing another grant program coming up in Q2, or what's your plans there? Awesome. Thanks for bringing it to this group one day early. I was fully expecting you to deny me on that one, but I'm glad you guys are doing it. So excited to see what projects get submitted there. And if you're going to submit one, do it with Secret. Last but not least, before we wrap up, Stash, what's on your guys' roadmap? What's your mission? What kind of partnerships are you guys looking for?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks for having us up here. It's always a good time. And learn about some new things about ETH Denver that I didn't even know about. Yeah, so Stash is like I said before, it's a social on-the-chain hub for NFTs where collectors can find creators and vice versa. So yeah, we're actually in open beta right now, so you can actually go and claim your ID. We're going to be pushing live probably mid-April, May is when we're going to be moving away from open beta. But one of the things that we're trying to solve is NFTs are super fragmented right now. So it used to be you were an ETH collector, you were a Cosmos collector, you were a Solana maxi. But now we're seeing this on-the-chain approach. It's kind of where liquidity is following and flowing, just like DeFi and crypto. Each ecosystem's got a narrative at a certain time. So we want to be able to find that and allow people to make educated decisions when trading NFTs and finding new ways and new communities. So yeah, that's pretty much in the short little spurt about what we're up to. And what we're looking forward to is working with a lot of different marketplaces and L1s where we're eventually going to try and tokenize our chat. So basically you'll be able to purchase NFTs from the feed with preferred partners on each different chains. It's kind of what we're envisioning, but little ways to go. So yeah, go claim your username ID now and stay tuned for the future.
Yeah, I love what you guys have been building, and I'm interested to see how your future events come out. I know I've got my username. I think I'm number 34 on Stash. So I love you guys been around early. So if you guys, like Kyle said, go to Stash, get your username, and you'll get some free claimables as well. But nice job to you guys. We'll give it 1 minute. If anybody here from the guests, the crowd wants to ask any of these teams any questions, we'll give it just 60 seconds. Request to be a speaker, ask anybody up here a question. While we do wait, just want to say thank you to all our speakers. Thank you guys for making the time and sharing what you guys are doing, sharing what you saw at Denver. What Kyle, you put it well, that NFTs are fragmented. I tend to think the Cosmos by nature is a little bit fragmented. And I know that's why Kinetics and Kava and everybody here is putting this space together to kind of consolidate, bring Cosmos together. So thank you guys for helping make that possible. Make sure to follow all of our speakers up here. And if you find any partnership or anything helpful, shoot them a DM. It's nice to have everybody here work to bring the Cosmos more together. Other than that, thank you guys again. Make sure to follow our speakers. And I don't see anybody requesting to ask any questions. So we'll close it off here. And again, we do these weekly. So if anybody wants, shoot me a DM. We have a different topic every week, but it's all going to be around whatever's relevant in the Cosmos. help spread your message and what you guys are doing. So give me a follow, shoot me a DM. We'll be doing this same time weekly. And thank you again for joining.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably kind of starts to happen.
Tripping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts for getting out of fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code. And now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? The drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
We started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out. Teaching all these plebidites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits. All you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we'd call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here rewiring features. More critical thinking, less knee-jerk. More evolution, less shit. Coin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Terror Spaces.